From Washington, D.C., the belly of the anti-marijuana beast. Season's greetings from normal staff and the board of directors. To you and yours. This is Alan St. Pierre, Executive Director of Normal and the Normal Foundation. And I sincerely hope your holidays are both safe and hemp-filled.
Hi, this is Normal founder and legal counsel Keith Strop, wishing you a happy holiday from Normal. Let's use this time with family and friends to rededicate ourselves to ending marijuana prohibition and stopping the arrest of responsible marijuana smokers. Happy holidays.
Distributed by the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C. This is your daily audio stash, the growing truth about cannabis. Welcome to the most popular audio podcast regarding marijuana in all of America and all the world, featuring interviews with scientists, politicians, doctors, prohibition policy activists, regular cannabis consumers, musicians, and Normal staff and Normal's board of directors, along with music and comedy no other podcast can offer. You can always find out more about the show at our website, normalaudiostash.com. We're ending marijuana prohibition with education, one listener at a time. Welcome back here to the Audio Stash today on Friday, December 21st. I'm your host, Chris Goldstein. Take a moment to join us at Normal. Take your part in ending marijuana prohibition. Just visit norml.org to make a big difference by joining Normal or making your donation today. I've got a great Audio Stash for you today. We're going to have a kind of relaxing show. We're going to speak with Steve Bloom in our CelebStoner.com update. Steve will join us next week as we go through 2007, the year in marijuana. Steve will have the top celebrity headlines for us. We'll also be speaking with a number of regular guests and some voices we haven't heard from in a little while to talk about the top stories and top developments in marijuana law reform, medicine, and science in the year 2007. It'll all be here for you right here on Normal's Daily Audio Stash every day. We're going to have a number of best of shows as we go through the holidays, but we're going to have lots of new content as well. I found some just incredible music up on the Independent Online Distribution Alliance and Podshow.com. Some of it is incredibly good. Some of it is incredibly good because it is so incredibly bad. And that's what's great about these sites, the Independent Online Distribution Alliance at PromoNet and the music site of Podshow.com. We have links to both at normalaudiostash.com. We're going to hear some cool music today. I got some soul. We're going to hear Curtis Mayfield and Betty Davis. Curtis Mayfield's remix, but the Betty Davis track is original 1973. Great stuff. Also on the program today, some heavy metal Christmas ballads. Found these out there. We're going to hear a guy who used to be in Cinderella sing a little bit of Blue Christmas. Some Twisted Sister. Twisted Sister has the Twisted Christmas album out now, and they're promoting it up at podshow.com as well right now. Very, very interesting stuff out there. So great music today here on Normal's Daily Audio Stash. Great stash on Fridays, every Friday, to last you all weekend long. Going to start things off with some news. Don't forget to pick up Normal News this week. Every week we have the audio podcast of Normal's official weekly press release. You can get the text version via email. You can sign up for that for free right up at normal.org. And, of course, all of our podcasts are free as well. Check it all out at normal.org/podcast. Let's get our stash started today. Steve Bloom's coming up. Great music today as well. Let's get into our daily news. American Academy of Pediatrics reaffirms stance opposing random student drug testing. Pediatricians should oppose the establishment of student drug testing programs in public schools because they may decrease student involvement in extracurricular activities and undermine trust between pupils and educators, according to a policy statement published by the American Academy of Pediatrics, or AAP, Council on School Health in the current issue of the Journal of Pediatrics. The statement marks the second time this year the Academy has voiced opposition to the enactment of random student drug testing programs. In March, the AAP stated, quote, "There is little evidence of the effectiveness of school-based drug testing," close quote, and warned that students subjected to random testing programs may experience, quote, "an increase in known risk factors for drug use," close quote. The Academy reaffirmed its opposition to the practice this month, concluding, quote, "Physicians should not support drug testing in schools because it has not yet been established that drug testing does not cause harm," close quote. The association warns that students subjected to random testing are more likely to disengage in school activities and argues that federal funding earmarked for the enactment of drug testing programs, quote, "may be more effectively spent on drug prevention programs or well-established counseling programs," close quote. Last month, a 2-year prospective trial published in the Journal of Adolescent Health concluded that random student drug testing programs targeting high school athletes do not reduce self-reported drug use and may encourage behaviors associated with, quote, "future substance use," close quote. A 2003 cross-sectional study of various student drug testing programs nationwide similarly reported, quote, "drug testing as practiced in recent years in American secondary schools does not prevent or inhibit student drug use," close quote. Since 2005, the U.S. Department of Education has appropriated over $10 million to enact random student drug testing programs in public middle schools and high schools around the nation. The White House has repeatedly lauded the programs, claiming, quote, "student drug testing has proven to be effective in schools that have tried it," close quote. For more information, please contact Alan St. Pierre, Normal's Executive Director, or Paul Armentano, Normal's Senior Policy Analyst, at paul@normal.org or director@normal.org. Full text of the American Academy of Pediatrics policy statement appears online at pediatrics.aappublications.org. And next up here on the Audio Stash, it's time for our CelebStoner.com update.
I want to be famous. I want to wear minks and satins and pearls.
Steve Bloom has his finger on the pulse of celebrity stoners around the planet. He blogs about it all and posts marijuana news right up at CelebStoner.com, and he joins us here on the Audio Stash each Friday. Steve, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Chris, what's up?
Well, all the Christmas elves here at the Audio Stash are studiously working away at our Year in Review programs. 2007 will definitely go down as a great year for marijuana reform. And as always, a lot going on up there at CelebStoner.com, Steve, including a very well-known stoner starlet, as you call them, who has been at the Stony Awards, appearing on the cover of Playboy.
Well, you know, people don't treat Adrienne too seriously. They kind of treat her as a bimbo out in Hollywood, and maybe she deserves it a little bit because she sends out some really odd blogs occasionally. But, you know, we know Adrienne as quite the stoner. She's been on all these reality television shows. She's married to Chris Knight, and she just had a reality show, which was like a special where her and Chris went to Russia, which was pretty funny. And now she's gracing the cover of Playboy one more time. It's her second time, and fans of Adrienne will notice a little bit of an enhancement from the last time, that she's kind of had augmentation on her breasts, and she looks a little bit better. You know, she's a strikingly beautiful woman, a model, you know, basically, 5'11", thin, beautiful blue eyes, dark hair. But she always felt that she was a little short in one department, so she made an adjustment, and it does look, you know, quite good in Playboy. And, you know, it's just that we just like to follow Adrienne's career, you know, so good for her.
And she was voted a top celeb stoner there by your readers.
She was, yeah, she was. The fans, you know, recognize, you know, her, and, you know, this is, nothing's rigged, everything's, you know, just people voting, and, you know, they've noticed, you know, first of all, they, you know, they see her career, you know, she's been, you know, pretty, ever-present on television over the last couple of years, coming up through The Surreal Life and America's Top Model and My Fair Brady, and, you know, so she's been all over VH1, essentially, you know, for several years. And you know, she's appeared at, you know, several Stony Awards. She's won awards a couple of times. She's come to the award shows with her husband, Chris. And I think people recognize that she is, you know, one of the big stoner, leading, you know, stoner starlets in Hollywood. She just, you know, occasionally she sort of peeps out of the closet a little bit, and you'll see in my upcoming book, Pot Culture, a really great photo of her smoking a bong. She doesn't really, you know, show those types of photos. She tends to show the photos that she's in Playboy a little bit more than her smoking. So it's a little, you know, she like most celebrities, you know, is careful about her public stance on her use and let people, you know, just know about it selectively. But I think people have picked up on it, you know, over the years.
Very cool, Steve. And there's a long relationship with Playboy, of course, and marijuana, as well as with Normal specifically in the past. Also, Steve, it's not up on the site, but I know you've heard this accusation Britney Spears has made of ex-husband Kevin Federline smoking pot around the kids, and even asking that the kids' hair be tested for marijuana.
Well, you know, the whole Britney Spears, you know, saga just keeps, you know, keeps going on and on, you know, one thing or another. And, you know, I guess she's trying to use this against him now that he has a reputation for smoking pot. She's claiming that he does and smokes around the children. He probably does. And she is, she wants to have her, the kids tested, for secondhand smoke to see whether he is. And, you know, it's just a tactic, you know, on the part of her lawyers to try and, you know, get the kids back. You know, she lost the kids to Federline. Federline does have a reputation for smoking marijuana, and he probably would fail a drug test. So he's probably going to have to clean up if he does, you know, if that does go through. I mean, him being tested, the kids being tested, I don't know how he's going to clean the kids up. That'll be kind of funny. Here, drink this. You know, I mean, they're going to give him a formula, you know. Yeah, that's formula for sure. Yeah, formula 420, not formula 420, actually, because you can't drink that. But you know, the other toxic cleaners, you know. So, yeah, I mean, and the other storyline, of course, is Britney's sister, you know, who popped up pregnant. And I find that kind of ironic since the movie Juno is out right now about a girl, a 16-year-old girl who's pregnant, a high school girl, and she has to decide what to do with her baby. It's kind of been a big subject all year long in the movies, you know, just in general, you know, all kinds of celebrities with babies and Knocked Up, the movie, you know, is about the same subject, though adults, you know, dealing with an unwanted pregnancy. So there's all kinds of fallout over that, too, this week.
You know, do you have to have children to be a celebrity now, Steve? Is it part and parcel? Because that seems to be kind of a new trend.
Well, you know, I don't really buy that celebrities never used to have kids. I mean, I find it interesting that, you know, a lot of like rock guys in rock bands, you'd think, you know, they're in their mid-20s, and you think, you know, this is the time of their life when they're out partying and playboying and around, and a lot of them get married young. You know, they get married in their 20s, they have kids. I think actually, you know, celebrities like to get married because it kind of stabilizes them. Otherwise, you know, their life could kind of like careen out of control. So I don't really think that's anything new. You know, the whole, you know, I guess it's just, you know, in this generation of celebrities, you know, they're all kind of aging in a sense. You know, they're in their 30s and 40s now. A lot of the more famous celebrities like Brad Pitt and, you know, they're at the point in their lives when, you know, they want to be parents. So, you know, yeah, you go through that, you know, 20s era, you know, and maybe you're a little, you know, freer and, you don't go, you know, for marriage and the responsibility of children. By the time you get your 30s and 40s, you know, kind of wanting to do that, like, a lot of people in life. So I don't think anything's really unusual about that. It's just played up a lot, and you know, and in the celebrity media, and is always looking for who's famous and pregnant. You know, so lately, you know, there's been, you know, Jennifer Lopez, and you know, it's just one after the next. You know, kind of, you know, they're kind of like sneaking around with their little bumps and stuff like that, and finally, you know, the word gets out. So you know, the celebrity media, you know, loves to play up this angle, but I don't think it's anything new.
Well, the saga continues for the Spears clan in general there. Also, Steve, you have a post at celebstoner.com that's looking at the details of this Canadian report, saying they're finding very high potency marijuana in Canada. Not too much of a surprise there in some ways. But also there was quite a thing about a new substance to me, at least. It's called butter. It's spelled B-U-D-D-E-R. Apparently this is a kind of super potent hash oil, somehow rendered with butane. What's going on there? Have you heard of this?
Well, you know, I haven't heard the term butter. I mean, it's kind of popped up on the internet in the last few weeks a few times, and you know, it's sort of like a new concoction that, you know, stoners are inhaling, and it's nothing really new if it's hash oil, and I'm not 100% sure whether butter just refers to hash oil or maybe it refers to bubble hash, you know, which is a very highly concentrated, high THC preparation, you know, made from marijuana and made from generally leaf and, you know, of marijuana that you, you know, prepare as a hash and you make with bubble bags. And the butane, you know, method is another method, which is a little more dangerous, you know, to create hash oil. That's how you make hash oil. So you have to be a little careful when you do that. So, you know, it's just the usual alarms and bells that they like to ring, the anti-drug, you know, organizations to, you know, tell, you know, people out there that there's a new dangerous, you know, method of smoking marijuana that's, you know, more potent than ever. And, you know, they're saying that the THC, you know, percentage concentration is between 82% and 99.6%, which is, you know, outrageous. You know, most marijuana is in the 10 to 15%, you know, area, maybe 15 to 20% if you're sort of, you know, really, you know, high in the kind bud scale. But I don't really know too much about it, though it says that it's popular in Vancouver, and it also is catching on in California. I'm sort of looking into this to just find out a little bit more if, you know, butter's, you know, becoming a popular terminology in the northern, you know, parts of California. But basically, it's just hash oil.
There were also some interesting numbers in the report, Steve, indicating less Canadian marijuana coming into the United States, which is a good indication of the growing domestic marijuana market here in the U.S., but also some interesting economic factors in the marijuana market overall pointed out in this report.
Well, also that the price, you know, to ship marijuana to the U.S., you're not going to get the same money back that you were going to get a few years ago with the declining dollar. So the value of the marijuana is, you know, is decreasing, you know, so maybe they don't want to ship it over as much because they're going to get less money for it. The report stated that that based on, you know, confiscated marijuana, this is the Royal Canadian Mounted Police report. They called it the Drug Situation Report. They averaged out the percentage of THC that they have up in Canada, you know, based on confiscated marijuana, 10.25%, you know, percentage concentration. And in the recent report here in the U.S., regarding, you know, marijuana and all drugs that came from the Department of Justice, they stated that the average percentage here was 8.77. So that hence the headline, it's Celeb Stoner Canadian Pot More Potent Than U.S. Bud. So based on that information, it's about, you know, 1.5%, you know, stronger, so to speak, you know, or with a higher THC, you know, concentration. So that's just an indication. But the thing is that a lot of American, you know, marijuana is confiscated, you know, tends to be the ditch weed, which is very low percentage. So, you know, maybe they're confiscating something that's really good out of a indoor grow room that could be up in the 10 to 15, and then they're confiscating ditch weed that's down to, like, close to zero, or they're confiscating Mexican weed, which is, you know, down in the 5% area. So that's how it sort of averages out. But nevertheless, you know, it averaged out higher in Canada, so it's a little stronger up there than it is here right now.
Well, very interesting, interesting stuff in that report. And, folks, we're going to look more at this data out of Canada next Thursday with a new show right here on the Audio Stash. Also, Steve, it looks like you got a chance to see the Dewey Cox movie from the post I see up there.
Absolutely. Funniest movie of the year so far, honestly, in my opinion. It's out of the camp of Judd Apatow, who is responsible for Knocked Up, Superbad, 40-Year-Old Virgin, Freaks and Geeks. Him and his whole, you know, team of producers, writers, actors, that includes Seth Rogen, Jonah Hill, and all those characters. All of them are not in this movie. This is starring John C. Reilly as Dewey Cox, who's a fictional musician who came up in the 50s, and you follow his career, you know, as he is kind of like a Zelig-like performer, if people remember the Woody Allen movie, where you know, he just kind of works his way through, you know, history, and he runs into famous people along the way. So there's some funny scenes where, you know, he opens for Elvis, and there's another scene where he goes to India and meets the Beatles, and there's another scene where he's kind of a lunatic in the studio acting like Brian Wilson. And he goes through all these different phases in his career that includes phases of drug use. And so there's a bunch of drug gags throughout the movie, and the first one is really the funniest. It's the reefer gag. And Tim Meadows, you know, formerly on Saturday Night Live, is the drummer in the group. He's a guy named Sam. And so, you know, there's this moment where, if you remember in, say, the Ray Charles movie, and Ray Charles, you know, kind of like saw some of the guys shooting up, and he was kind of curious, and they kept the door closed, and you don't want to do this, Ray. And so they're basically kind of taking off on that scene, but they do that about 4 or 5 times in the movie. So this is like, you know, so Dewey goes, and Dewey's got this kind of like southern kind of Gomer Pyle-ish accent. He goes, "What are y'all doing in there?" And Tim goes, "We're smoking reefer. You don't want no part of this shit. You don't want this. Get out of here." You know, he's like scaring him off, and he goes, and says, and then Dewey just kind of like very naive, "I don't want no hangover. I can't get no hangover." And then Sam goes, "It doesn't give you a hangover." He says, "I don't want to get addicted or something." He says, "It's not habit forming." He says, "I don't want to overdose on it." And he says, "You can't OD on it." And he says, "It's not going to make me want to have sex, is it?" And he says, "It makes sex even better." And he says, "Sounds like kind of expensive." And he says, "The cheapest drug there is. You don't want any part of it, Dewey." And he says, and this is the final line, he goes, "I think I want it." It's so cute. He goes, "I think I want it." And then Tim goes, you know, Sam goes, "Okay, but, you know, but just this once, come on." And they close the door. It's just a funny gag. The clip has been kind of running around the internet for the last couple of weeks, kind of preceding the release of the movie, which opens today. So it's up on Celeb Stoner now. You can watch the clip. It's just such a funny bit. And later on the movie, they have like a cocaine scene, an LSA scene, and it kind of wraps up. But I won't give away the total gag, because it's kind of like kind of the last part of the joke is kind of the more current version of, you know, what would happen in the back room. So very funny movie. Go see it. Music fans will really enjoy it. Anybody just wants a big laugh. It's kind of an airplane style spoof, you know, big laughs across the board straight throughout the movie.
That sounds like they took a pretty cool approach there, basically addressing all the reefer madness myths in one scene.
Exactly. And, you know, honestly, you know, I mean, Judd Apatow's had a great year, you know, with, you know, Knocked Up, Superbad, and now Dewey Cox. You know, he didn't direct them all, but he's sort of behind them all, either producing. And you'll find in all of those movies, including 40-Year-Old Virgin, except for Superbad, which didn't involve the pot, that there's always some sort of pot scene. You know, there's always pot built into the storyline. So obviously it's something that, you know, they care about because they want to build it in for the sake of humor. But also here, you know, it's funny, you know, this scene here, but it's also serious. You know, all these lines about it's not habit forming. Well, hey, this is a good point of view. It's true. It's not. You can't OD on it. All these things you kind of need to know just in case you don't, because this is what the government kind of like you people to believe. Hey, all these bad things are true. Like you said, all this reefer madness mentality and myths around marijuana, you know, so they want to just have a little fun with dispelling it. And, you know, there's no better scene this year in the movies that does that.
Very cool, Steve. And next week we'll be looking back at 2007 with a CelebStoner.com year in review with the top celebrity moments, photos, even mugshots. Steve, looking forward to that, and thanks again for joining us here this week.
All right, well, thank you very much.
Thanks again, Steve. Steve Bloom has his finger on the pulse of celebrity stoners around the planet. He posts it all and celebrity news at CelebStoner.com. We have links to it on our website at NormalAudioStash.com. Steve joins us each Friday right here on the program. And we're going to start with our music set right now, because since we were just talking about the Spears clan, the Spears girls, in our CelebStoner.com segment, man, the song we're going to play next comes into my head whenever I see tabloid news about women in Los Angeles. I can't play this song on my radio show, because to cut the end of the song, it would be unfathomable. So here's the Distillers. Brody has a brand new band called Spinneret. Here is L.A. Girl.
This is the story about some L.A. women, L.A. women, on L.A. mission. This is the glory, gonna get their hooks in, gonna track you way down. Yeah, you wanna go home soon. White. tragedy delivered to the city, a new beginning. Hell and glory in the name of the enemy. Is that your restless casualty?
Was the Distillers with LA Girl. Brody has a new band called Spinneret. Can't play that one on my radio show. You cannot cut that ending. It would be absolute sacrilege. So I get to play it here on Normal's Daily Audio Stash. I do. Every time I see a tabloid headline about women in Los Angeles, I think of that song and I think of the ending. All right, coming up next, we found some really great stuff up at PromoNet. This is the Independent Online Distribution Alliance. Two new albums came out this week on IOTA. They're not new. Well, one's a remastered version. So, today, we got Curtis Mayfield and Bette Davis. Two just legends of soul. The Curtis Mayfield album is a pretty new one. It was out this year. Remastered session that Curtis Mayfield did. We have a classic from him here today. We're going to start things off with this track from Bette Davis. There's not really words to describe how amazing this woman is. She was an inspiration for a lot of people. She's got an incredible voice. She had an incredible visual presentation as well, and had an incredible business sense in a lot of ways. She was a pioneer in music. Here she is with the Anti-Love song.
No, I don't want to love you. I know how you are. That's why I've been staying away from you. That's why I haven't called you. 'Cause I know you could possess my body. I know you could make me scrawl. I know you could have me shaking. I know you could have me climbing walls. That's why I don't want to love you. Cause I know how you are. Sure you say you're right on and you're righteous. But with me I know you'd be right off. 'Cause you know I could possess your body too, don't you? You know I could make you crawl. And just as hard as I'd fall for you, boy, well, you know you'd fall for me harder.
wanna love you. Cause I know what you do to my heart. You scorch it just like a hot iron. Leave me burning alone in the dark. Cause I know you could make me suffer. I know you could drive me mad. I know you just take me in a circle. And when it got real, I know you disappear. That's why I ain't gonna love you.
There, 1973. From her self-titled album, Betty Davis, that was the anti-love song. Betty wrote and produced every song on her debut album. And she did. She served as a true inspiration. She was on that track with the rhythm section from Sly and the Family Stone. Betty brought funk into the space age with a fury. And oh man, did I find some more cool soul up at Promonet for you this week. Soul is just great stoner music. I love reggae, I love rock and roll, I love jazz, I love a lot of musical forms. But to me, some super stony music is soul. Here's Curtis Mayfield from a new album out this year called Future Shock. All the tracks remastered this year. This is Mayfield's inspiring classic remastered, Move On Up.
Destination, though you may find from time to time complication. Bite your lip and take the trip.
mankind. So hush not, child, and don't cry. Your folks might understand you by and by. Move on up and keep on wishing. Remember your dream is your only scheme, so keep on pushing. Take nothing less than the supreme best. Do not obey, you must be forsaken, but you can pass the test. Just move on up to a greater day. With just a little faith, if you put your mind to it, you can surely do it.
Curtis Mayfield with Move On Up there. Great stuff from this new album out. It's on PromoNet. Great to find this stuff for you here for our audience at Normal's Daily Audio Stash. Like I said, some of the stoniest music I know is soul. And it was cool to find some great soul up at PromoNet. Links to both those albums from Bette Davis and Curtis Mayfield right up on our website today at normalaudiostash.com. We're going to bring you some totally weird Christmas music coming up after this. We need a little laugh. Here's a good one. We found this up at PromoNet as well. Here's comedian John Panette from his album Making Light of Myself. Here is the track, Get Out of Line.
I love the cruise ships with the buffets. I really do. I don't diet on a cruise ship because you'd make yourself miserable. The first time I walked into a cruise ship gala buffet,
don't cry for me, buffet people. The truth is I never loved you. Through all my dieting, my fat resistance, I kept my promise. Don't cry for me, buffet people. Your fears, they are not valid. If you are skinny, stay near the salad.
The thing with some of the cruise ship buffets is that they're very elaborate, and they have ice sculptures, and they have carvings, watermelons made into sharks, little cantaloupe baskets with little tomato roses. It's all very nice, but people see it, and they lose their minds. Oh, look at it, it's so pretty! And there's a long line for the buffet, and you get little old ladies up in front, and they're taking pictures of the buffet. Now, Evelyn, you get in and hold the cantaloupe basket, and I'm at the end of the line starving. Get out of the line! I mean, it's a cantaloupe. Why, haven't you been to a museum before? Get out of line! People are starving! I have no patience in a food line. Or in any line, for that matter. In McDonald's, if there's a long line, I jump behind the counter, I work the fries, I get it moving. I've been employee of the month twice, I don't even work there. But I take the parking space, and I love having my picture up. Watch people at McDonald's. They decide what they want when they get to the front of the line.
Get out of the line.
I knew what I wanted before I parked the car. Get out of the line. People read a McDonald's menu. It's McDonald's. It's the same stuff since you were 6 years old. Ask me anything, left to right, right to left. What do you want to know? I don't do well in lines. No. Starbucks. I need coffee in the morning or I can't talk. I like Starbucks. Good product. They're polite. Lines too long. My first cup can't be Starbucks. I'd be dead by the time I got to the front of that line. I have to stop at Dunkin' Donuts and get coffee to stand in line for coffee. And people stare at you like, I should have done that. Another one's KFC. People stand in line in front of me at KFC. I mean, they're looking at that menu. You know what they have? Chicken. You know what else they got? They got chicken. You want chicken or chicken? Get out of the line. Another one I don't do well. Movie theater concession lines. They got popcorn, candy, and that's it. Soda. People are staring. What? There's no buffalo wings. You can't get a prime rib. Get out of the line! Am I the only person in this line that has a movie to catch? And at the supermarket, I'm like, oh good, she has coupons, you bitch. I understand you need coupons, but I always get the lady in front of me. I have a coupon somewhere. Let me see where it is. Good, now write a check for $7. Why would you want to keep that much cash on you?
That was Get Out of Line from John Panette. We found that at the Independent Online Distribution Alliance. Links to his album right up on our website at normalaudiostash.com. Stay tuned. We have Tom Kiefer from Cinderella, Nelson, and Twisted Sister in Christmas songs coming up next.
What's up, y'all? This is Soja, and you are right now listening to Normal's Daily Audio Stash. Big up yourself.
Have you ever wondered what Amsterdam is all about? Don't just read about the culture that has accepted cannabis. Experience it firsthand with CS Travel's Sensible Amsterdam Tour with Normal. Travel to one of Europe's most beautiful cities this January for an educational and recreational visit to a city that regulates cannabis like alcohol. CS Travel has arranged an exclusive visit for reform-minded Americans that includes a private tour of some of Amsterdam's most renowned coffee shops, educational seminars with coffee shop proprietors, local law enforcement, members of the Cannabis Retailers Association, and Normal staff. Entertainment includes a special evening at the Boom Chicago Comedy Club, canal tours, visits to the city's many museums, including the world-famous Van Gogh Museum. Don't just wonder about Amsterdam. Experience the beauty and freedom of this unique city firsthand with CS Travel and Normal Sensible Amsterdam Tour. Pricing information is available online at coffeeshoptravel.com. That's coffeeshoptravel.com. Or call toll-free at 800-816-1846. That's 800-816-1846. Be a sensible American. Visit Amsterdam with CS Travel and Normal this January. Call 1-800-816-1846 right now to book your trip. More information is available at normal.org.
You're listening to Normal's Daily Audio Stash.
So, our final stash of music here today is some tongue-in-cheek Christmas music I found at podshow.com. Tracks that are good somewhat in their own regard, but are even better knowing who they are and how they're produced. Some of them are just bad, which makes them good, which is good. So here we go. We'll start things off with Twisted Sister. With this track, I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus. It's up at podshow.com. It's off their new release, A Twisted Christmas, and it certainly is a twisted Christmas. When Twisted Sister is singing Christmas songs. Sister, I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus. It's up at podshow.com off their new album, A Twisted Christmas, which it certainly apparently is. I found that for you up at podshow.com for play here on Normal's Daily Audio Stash. We're going to go through kind of a medley because I don't know if I can get this first one. I'm almost guaranteed to cut this off because I can't listen to all of it, but it's just too funny to have found and not share with you. This is from the album Monster Ballads Xmas. This is Nelson with the full lyric version of Jingle Bells.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one horse.
couldn't do it. Like, I just could not listen to the whole thing. That was Nelson from Monster Ballads Xmas singing Jingle Bells. It goes on for minutes and minutes and minutes. You see why I had to stop there. Instead, we're going to listen to this. This is Tom Kiefer from Cinderella with A Blue Christmas. I hope your Christmas isn't blue. I hope you have a green Christmas. Kiefer from the album Monster Ballads Xmas, Blue Christmas. And I know all our listeners out there will have a very green Christmas, not a blue Christmas. Thanks for joining us here today on Normal's Daily Audio Stash. Make sure you make a positive choice this holiday season. Make sure you choose to end marijuana prohibition in America. Thank you all for supporting all of us here at Normal during the Relegalize fundraiser. I hope you'll join us here at Normal in the new year. Put your money where your mouth is. Support legal reform. Support Normal today at NORML.org. We're back next week. We have a new show on Monday. We'll have a best of Christmas show with some cool music on Christmas Day. And next week, we'll start our 2007 Marijuana Year in Review. See you on Monday at 4:20. This has been Normal's Daily Audio Stash, the growing truth about cannabis. Visit our website at normalaudiostash.com. If you listen to the Audio Stash, vote for us at Podcast Alley or other podcast directory services. I'm your host, Chris Goldstein. Thanks for listening today. Everyone have a fun summer weekend out there, and we're back at 4:20 on Monday. The podcasting technology of Normal is made possible by Red Aphid Interactive Media. More information at redaphid.com.